Welcome to Katie's Crib, a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Whenever I'm cooking with flour, it just happens to go everywhere with the kids. They don't understand the concept that whenever we're cooking with flour, it always ends up all over the place, but it's a happy accident.
Are you actually fine about
it? No, okay, let me tell you this.
Because it happens in my house all the time, and I'm like, I want to be like, oh, whatever, I don't care. And at the same time, I'm like, I'm going to be the one cleaning this up. Guys, hi, everybody. Welcome back to Katie's Crib. If you hear my mouth watering and salivating, it's because I'm so excited for today's episode. As I'm sitting here in my closet next to me, I have a whole kitchen thing set up with peanut butter and tortilla and a banana. And the reason why is because I am lucky enough to have Tia Mori Hardricht on today's episode of Katie's Crib. She's an actress and producer. Come on, you guys know her and love her for playing Tia Landry in the sitcom Sister, Sister. Opposite her twin sister. That show is huge in my household. She's been featured on the Disney Channel original movie Twitches, Twitches 2, 17 Again, The Game on TV, Instant Mom, Bratz, Rosewood, more. She currently stars in the Netflix series Family Reunion. She also has her own YouTube channel called Tia Mori's Quick Fix. She also has a cookbook that we're talking about today, and we're talking about motherhood, being in the kitchen, and we're talking about how to feed your kids easily. Her book is super helpful. It's been great for me. It's called The Quick Fix Kitchen. You can get it like wherever books are sold. She's been married to Corey Hardricht since April 20th of 2008. They have two children, Cree and Cairo. And I'm just so psyched to talk to Tia and to crush one of the recipes from her cookbook. Enjoy the app.
Hello. Hi, guys.
You guys, this is so wonderful. Aww. I just want to get into it with you so that we have time for me to eat this delicious deliciousness from your cookbook. But first and foremost, you are much further ahead of me than you have. Aww. Cree, who is 10. Yep. And Cairo is 3.
Yeah.
I have a 4 and 2-year-old. How is motherhood going for you right now?
You know, motherhood, it changes. You know what I mean? I feel like it changes daily. Once you feel like you have it together or have everything down, you know, their schedules are in alignment, all of a sudden something just shifts and something changes. And I think it's because, you know, children are constantly evolving every day and you have to learn how to be adaptable. But I absolutely love it. I feel like that's one of my strong suits. I'm used to adapting, maybe because, you know, my parents were in the army. And so I traveled around a lot. I was never the student that started the beginning of the school year and, you know, made friends. I always had to come in at the middle of the school year and be like, hi, my name is Tia, you know, and kind of like adapt to the environment. So, I mean, it's going well. It's one of my biggest, I would say, blessings in my life, really. Cairo, she's now in school for the first time. She's not doing it remotely anymore. She's present. And the first day of school, she ended up getting sick. Not with COVID, thank God, but you
thank
know.
God, but classic. Yeah, we just had our first like run-of-the-mill colds. And I was like,
oh my God.
What is this? This is a nightmare.
Yeah, so, you know, I hadn't been sick in years because we've all been cooped up in the house.
Yeah.
But as soon as Cairo goes to school, she got like the whole house sick. But again, you just kind of adapt. You do what you have to do. And it is what it is, but it's a blessing.
I want to say congratulations on your new cookbook.
Oh, it's thank you.
Freaking awesome. Like, it's so great. And it really speaks to me because I want to talk to you about your cooking and things like that, but I am not a chef. I don't really like it. It's not something for me, but I really now, for the first time in my life, having two kids, it's really important to me that they are given food to survive and like good options. You've always loved cooking.
Yeah.
What inspired you to actually do a cookbook?
Yeah. So what inspired me to do my cookbook is basically what inspired me to just create even my YouTube channel. So I have a YouTube channel called Tia Mori's Quick Fix.
Quick Fix.
The book is called Quick Fix Kitchen. And it's basically exactly everything that you just said. It's to target people who may feel overwhelmed in the kitchen, who may not feel like they know where to start, who may feel like, oh, well, I'm not a chef, so I can't cook. But that's not true. I remember when I first became a mom with my son, Cree. You know, we're at the playground and moms tend to gravitate towards each other. Mm-hmm. And we started talking about breastfeeding, formula, and food. We actually were talking about cooking. And I noticed that this became a current conversation whenever I would gather around moms. So I believe in community. I believe in inspiring, encouraging, and helping. And so, lo and behold, I wanted to create Quick Fix Kitchen. I wanted it to be a hub where mothers and just people who want to get food on the table but don't know where to start or are overwhelmed could start doing what they've always wanted to do.
Well, you have found your audience in me because I'm overwhelmed. I'm really overwhelmed. I was not instilled, like, did you grow up cooking with your mom?
Yes.
What is one tradition that you learned from your mother that you're currently trying to instill in your kids?
So my mom and my dad, after a long day of work, they just made it work. And we didn't have the money to be able to just go out and get food all the time. So my mom and my dad, they made it work. But what was so beautiful about it was we created memories when we would gather around the table. I have great memories of my family being together. It was a way to bond. I always said it was kind of like our therapy session. They would ask us, how was school? How are you feeling? And so I wanted to carry on that tradition with my family. It's really important for us to find that time to bond. I'm a nurturer at heart, and I think a lot of women are. It's just something that's in us. It's instinctual. When you cook and when you eat together, it's a way to nurture your family, you know?
Absolutely. I feel like, I mean, we had a lot of family dinners in my household growing up, but I wouldn't call my mom like a, I wouldn't describe her as like a great cook. She's not bad, but it's not like a go-to part of her personality.
Got it.
So even though that's not instilled in me, I do still feel that food is love, like with my child.
Yes.
And I do still feel, even though that wasn't a huge value in my household growing up, that I still like show my son love through his lunchboxes or through what I put out on the table tonight. And so I'm really appreciative of your book because to be able to have a book that's really simple and again, quick fix kitchen. It's like, great, these are achievable. This is a way of like showing love to my family and making sure he's well cared for, which is part of our jobs.
Oh, yeah, I love that. That's my goal.
You're killing it. So my next question is, can you tell me about your work-life balance?
Yes. I mean, I really don't believe in balance. I really don't believe that there's this 50-50 kind of like balance, meaning that you can put 50% into something and 50% into the other thing. I think with, you know, raising children and motherhood, every day it varies. Things are always shifting and changing. Some days I'm putting in 40% into one thing, and the next day I'm putting in 10%. I look at it as you have this pie, right? And the pie is not cut into 50%. The pie is, you know, cut into different pieces. Some pieces are bigger than the other. It starts with perspective. Everything is not going to be perfect, right? Everything on your list is not going to be checked off. And you have to be okay with that. I've learned that because I am a perfectionist, but motherhood has definitely changed me in that way, that you gotta let go.
Right? You gotta surrender.
You're, girl,
I just have to trust.
Yes.
And, you know,
let go, and
I gotta let go because I cannot control all of these things. It's wild.
Yeah. So my point is there are some weeks where I'm cooking 3 to 4 days out of the week. There are some weeks where I'm only cooking 1 day out of the week. There are some days where I'm only cooking on the weekends. And that is okay. Like, you don't have to set yourself up for this, you know.
If I'm not doing Monday through Friday by 5:30 every single day and putting out like a well-balanced meal, it's like, my God. Last night I had Caesar salad. My family had Caesar salad out of the bag and spaghetti.
And that's okay. And that is okay. This is not about being perfect. And that's the thing, like I said, about motherhood. I've also learned very quickly that there's this group of mothers that are very judgmental. And I definitely did not want to be a part of that at all. We all have our own journey. We all have our own way of parenting and mothering, and we all have our own way of how we do things. I feel like just my purpose in life is just basically to help and to inspire. And if I could help give someone some practical hacks or tips to put a smile on their face and their family's faces, like just seeing you talk about the banana sushi rolls, it like makes me happy.
Oh my God, it's right here. I'm just sitting here smelling. I can't wait. I'm like, ooh, banana, peanut butter, tortilla.
Yeah.
Okay, so also, can you give me a recent instance where you have dropped the ball between work and family and how you were able to adjust? Are there anything that went down this week you could tell us?
Yeah, girl, let me tell you. Hold on. Let's see. I'm seeing about this week. Actually, there was a situation that happened where I just got back from Canada and I was shooting a movie there. And we had a caretaker and she had actually come into the house with COVID. And I know.
Oof,
and
it's okay.
And I wasn't home. I was away. And my husband was like at home. He actually was working. And then when he had come home, he had noticed that she was like really, really like not herself. And she was really ill. So long story short, I'm freaking out. I'm like, oh my God, like, did she give it to the kids? Is she okay?
Yeah,
so my husband, he actually had to do the whole quarantine and taking care of the two kids. I know, by himself.
You can't see this because this is a podcast, but my jaw is on the ground. Like that.
By himself. And I was away in Canada, another country. I'm freaking out. Every 2 days, the kids have to test. The family has to test, make sure that they didn't have quarantine. But I have to act and be
chill.
On point and be
oh,
chill.
Right. At
and
work, you have to be
at work.
At work, you have to be like, everything's fine. And then
yes!
The home life for the sake of your children, you have to be like, it's all good, baby.
Oh,
like, we're
yes.
good. Like, this is fine.
Exactly.
There's nothing to be afraid of. We're going to be okay. Like,
yep. Like, could you imagine?
No.
Could you imagine?
No.
And having to have to memorize your lines, stand on your mark. You know, it was a Christmas movie, so I had to be happy and jolly.
Be a kind person to your crew
yes,
and your cast. Oh,
yes,
my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I basically, you know, you just got to do what you got to do and you just got to take it a day at a time and have faith. Thank God everything ended up being okay and the kids weren't sick and he wasn't sick. But when I say I went through it.
Jeez, that is, I mean, motherhood is so, it's just so, your ability to executive function through a day
yes.
in order to just make it all happen is
yep.
really amazing. What is your favorite meal of each of your immediate family members of Corey, Cree, and Cairo?
Ooh,
why?
That's a good question.
What is it?
Okay, so let's see. Well, Corey, he has a lot of favorite meals, but the one that he just always tends to talk about and every single time I make it, he just gets all giddy inside.
What?
It's just, he actually really loves it. It's just my spaghetti and meatballs.
Delicious.
Yeah, but my way of cooking things is, I like to take classic dishes and just kind of add healthier alternatives or twists
yeah.
to it. So
yeah,
instead
sure.
of putting breadcrumbs in the meatballs, I'll put like oats in the meatballs and I'll just soak it in some milk for about 5 minutes. And then I'll put it in my meatballs and then I'll add some spinach in there just to, you know, get a little
get
bit
those
of greens.
Greens in.
Yeah,
hide
get the greens.
Hide them.
Yep. Right. And the kids, they love it. They don't notice it. But Corey, he loves that dish. Curry, it's the mac and cheese. And the mac and cheese is actually in this
yes.
book. And it's just the way that I make it really slow. And instead of soaking up the noodles meaning water, you cook the noodles in water, the noodles are being infused in milk and you can use whatever milk of choice. You can do, you know, you can do almond milk if you want.
Sure.
It's just really nice and rich and creamy. And
oof, my mouth is watering. At the time of this podcast, it is 1:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I'm sitting here waiting to make my banana sushi roll and I'm starving. Okay.
That's good.
And Cairo.
And Cairo, every day, I'm like, oh my God, girl. She loves the quesadillas. So Cairo loves, she's a huge fan of the cheese quesadillas. But what I've done with her, just to sneak in some things, is I'll throw in some grounded flaxseed, even some spinach in there, just so she can get some nutrients there. But she loves the quesadilla.
Whoa, I've never tried flax seeds without
me.
Oh,
girl,
do
it.
He could hide and he wouldn't know.
No, yeah, just put like, you know, just a little sprinkle, sprinkle, sprinkle.
Yeah, help keep them regular. Help keep them regular. Like, that's what we need. It
kids.
Is. Oh, my gosh. It's so important. What has been one of your kids' biggest happy accidents in the kitchen? Like, so I think you mentioned this in your book, but eggs. Like, my kid is now doing all of the eggs. So we do muffins on Saturdays and Sundays, and I just spend basically 30 minutes like pulling eggshells out of the thing.
Yes.
I have to let go and surrender. I want him to practice. I want him to know how. And
yeah, of course. That's great.
Practicing comes mistakes and a lot of like,
no, I know.
I'm messing this up and I just kind of roll with it. Do you have stories like that or any memories that you could share?
You know, there actually is a memory, and it's actually in the book. There's a picture of Cairo and I, and we are playing with flour. There's an adorable picture of her, and she's just really focused. And the flour, whenever I'm cooking with flour, it just happens to go everywhere with the kids. You know, they don't understand the concept, you know, but they love it. They're like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. They love the consistency and just the texture of it. So I would have to say that whenever we're cooking with flour, it always ends up all over the place, but it's a happy accident.
Are you actually fine about it? Or are you like, fuck, are you pissed?
No.
You
okay. Like, let me tell you this. That's a really,
because it
really
happens in my house all the time. And I'm like, I want to be like, oh, whatever. I don't care. And at the same time, I'm like, I'm going to be the one cleaning this up.
Well, let me tell you, I love that you asked this question, because I've actually said this before with one of my friends. When my kids do it, I don't care. Because I remember Cree, he had like dropped an egg and I was like, it's okay, baby. It's okay, because they're kids. But if my husband does it, I'm like you. I'm like,
what do you think? I'm supposed to clean this up? Like, you're crazy.
So
absolutely
with
not.
With kids, and ever since they were little, I remember Cree, whenever he would make the biggest mess when he would eat. I mean, especially spaghetti, it would be all over the place. But I was like, I'm that weird parent when I'm like, he's being creative.
Same.
So that's the way I am with the kids in the kitchen. But if it's like, you know, someone older than 15.
Yeah, you're like, absolutely freaking not.
No, yeah.
What's your biggest mom fail in the kitchen?
Ooh, my biggest mom fail in the kitchen?
Like, I've definitely burned stuff and like been like, oh shit, well, I'm just going to serve it anyway and see if they eat it, which is like so wrong and messed up. And guess what? They don't eat it. They know that it tastes like garbage and mommy like super messed up.
That's a really great question. My recent, I would have to say, is Cairo. She loves butter pasta. So butter and cheese. So I'll make, you know, some pasta. And then the key with this, you guys, is just to leave about a tablespoon of that water liquid with that you've cooked with the pasta. So it's really nice. The sauce is like not dry and it's really nice and creamy. I'll add whipped butter, because that whipped butter, it just has like a, yeah, yeah.
Smart.
I'll add whipped butter. Yep. And then I'll grate some Parmesan cheese, and then I'll add a hint of garlic. Now, I had accidentally put too much garlic. I accidentally put
gross.
Too much garlic powder in there, and I was like, it's okay.
Did she eat it, or was she absolutely offended?
No.
Oh, wow.
I was like, damn, this girl is so smart. Like, she was like, she knew. And I make this pasta for her all the time, and she knew that
she
something
was
off and something was different.
You dumped garlic powder in the pasta water, mommy. What is something you learned from parenthood that no one told you beforehand?
How much you would worry.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it's bad. Yeah.
I wish somebody would have told me that worrying would be your best friend.
Yeah. I worry a lot too.
You're just constantly worrying not only about your children and their safety, but you're worrying about whether you're doing the best that you can do.
Absolutely. I almost fell over the other day because my nanny, Miriam, who's been with us since my son was 8 weeks, she said to me, well, you're a really good mom. And I almost fell to my knees hysterical crying because I didn't realize like how much of a worry that is. Like, you don't know.
Yes.
You don't know. Like, we're so in it. And I don't know what type of adult my kid will turn into. And I don't know if they will be okay and have fulfilling, meaningful relationships and purpose to their life. Yep. I don't know. I don't know if I will have done a good job. And also, if I do a good job, will it make a difference? I don't know. Like, this is all just like one big who knows, and we're trying the best we can.
We are. And that's the thing. Like, kind of like what we were talking about earlier, like, you just have to learn how to let go. Sometimes that is the hardest thing to do, is to just say, you know what? You know, Cree's at school right now. Everything's going to be okay. He's going to make the right decisions. He's going to make the right choices.
Yeah. Because I've been working on that every day for the last 10 years. And like,
exactly. Oof. Exactly.
We are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we are going to make something from Quick Fix Kitchen. That's right, guys. A cooking segment's on the way. While you answer this last question, I'm going to be making this banana sushi roll. So you guys who are listening, let me give you just what this is. It's the best snack I've ever heard of, but you basically take, and it's brilliant because it's not difficult, so I can do it.
Yes.
But I have a tortilla.
Yes.
I have a nut butter, but you can also use like a non-nut butter.
Yes, you can use jelly if you want to.
And I smear the... I'm doing this right
nut
now. I'm
butter.
Using honey peanut butter.
And okay,
I'm smearing
awesome.
It, and I'm now licking the knife. I'm starving. I'm
awesome.
Smearing this all
I
over my tortilla. Now, I've laid the banana in the middle of the tortilla. Is that correct?
Yes, yes. No, lay the banana on the edge of the tortilla.
Oh, so, yeah, it says that in the directions.
Yeah, and you know how the banana has a curve?
Yes.
Match that curve with the tortilla. So,
whoa,
you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
I see what
so
you're
that
doing.
It, yeah, yeah.
And now I'm going to roll the banana up.
And roll it up as tight as can.
Okay, as tight as I can. And then I'm going to smear more.
Wait. Yes, yes. Wait, no, before you do that, cut off the edges, the sides. So, okay, so you have it rolled up like a sushi, right? Like a sushi roll. And then you know how they're like, there's ends on it. You have the end on the right and then the end on the left. Cut off those ends. I always say those are mommy's ends. Like, mommy can go ahead and eat those
because
I don't like to waste food. Okay.
Okay, done. And I'm eating the ends right now.
Yes. Right? Awesome. Yes.
This is fucking delicious. Okay. Now, what do I do?
How good is that, though? How good is the nut butter? See, there's the sushi roll. Okay, so then what you're going to do, you know what you can do since you're in, it looks like you're in your closet.
I'm in my closet.
Easy.
This is where I record where I hide from my children.
So what you can do now is just go ahead and cut up into sushi rolls actually right now. So cut it up into sushi rolls, right? Because I want to make this easy for you because you're in your closet. cut it up. Yep. Okay.
This is such a good idea for a snack, by the way. Like, when my son wakes up, when Albie wakes up from his nap, guys, and you can, so you can use any nut butter. All you need is a freaking tortilla.
Yeah. Banana, jelly or
banana.
Nut butter.
You roll it up.
Now that you have the sushi itself, right?
Yeah.
Like that. So what you can do is even just put a little bit of dollop on top of the sushi thing. So you don't, just do it like that. You don't even have to do it all the way around. And then put your sprinkles. Do you have a sprinkle? Or?
Okay, so what I have here are dried cranberries or shaved almonds, or what I'm going to do on this dollop is a few semi-sweet carob chips.
Perfect. And then
I'm licking my fingers.
Okay. And it's so good. Just like the, like,
no,
I mean,
I'm done.
On.
I'm done. I'm going to eat this
come
whole thing.
On.
Oh my god. All right, before
Yay!
I let you go, this is so such a good idea. I've never done this. Parenthood is
challenging. parenthood is rewarding and parenthood is fulfilling.
Almost as fulfilling as this banana sushi roll. No, I'm kidding. Tia, this is so delicious. Thank you for your cookbook. Thank you for making it easier and less overwhelming for me. And for sharing your time with us today.
No problem.
I'm sorry that you're getting now the audio of me just talking with my mouth.
No, this is what I'm saying. I love it. I love that, like you said, at the beginning of this conversation, you feel overwhelmed about, you know, cooking, but look at how you were able to make this in your closet. It's nutritional. It has the fiber, you know, protein. It has the fruit, it has the protein. And then you could put even more fruit on top, the coconut.
I put almonds is more. Yeah. It's so good.
And it's good for you. And it was a fun, great experience.
This is going to be the snack I put out for play dates, honestly. And actually, this is so easy. My son could do this. He would really, really like it.
Oh my God, totally. You know what else? I think if you like, there's another recipe in the book and we call it like the apple donuts. Donut. Yeah. And it's basically kind of like the same thing, but you're just spreading the nut butter on, you cut the apples into donut rings. You core it, of course,
right.
And then you put a nut butter on top, and then you could put whatever toppings again. And it, your kids will love it. Like, what a great way to eat an apple.
My mouth is full. Thank you so much for coming on Katie's Crib.
You're welcome.
Thank you guys so much for listening to Katie's Crib. I hope your mouth is also now watering. And you go off and make yourself a banana sushi roll. It's so easy and delicious. And also, I want to hear from you. What do you want to talk about? You can always find me by emailing me at katiescrib@shondaland.com.
Katie's Crib is a production of Shondaland Audio in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from Shondaland Audio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.